WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Is this the music of your next Queen of the Ring? We find out this Saturday at WWE Night of Champions, streaming live on the ESPN app here in the United States and on Netflix internationally, 1 p.m. Eastern start time. So note it down this Saturday for WWE Night of Champions. We're here. It's a Sunday. And we have some hosts ready to talk wrestling on a Sunday night because it's WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, back live after 2 weeks off, something like that. But we're back. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use Creator Code RocketSocket for Nine Shop because hashtag epic partner. I am the producer, joined as always by the intern.
Well, that might be the voice of Queen of the Ring, though, tonight. May throw a wrench into some things.
She's fine. There's other video. She's fine. your hope of injuring her, Brent, did not last more than about a minute. Good try, though.
Look, someone can hope and dream.
I know you barely wanted to injure her and put a blame Brent on her, but it, she's okay.
Yeah, well.
Next time.
I need to just try harder. Work
you
harder. Can.
You need to work harder. No days off. We also have the one and only Tim Stein.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night. How's my mic level? Am I blowing out your ears?
No, it's actually fine for the first time in weeks.
There you go. Well, yeah, because it's been on for the first time in weeks. That's got nothing to do with it. But hey, just starting off to all the dads out there tuned in, happy Father's Day. Brett, rock that. Discounts you guys.
It does.
It does. But I did call my father, so.
What'd you call him? Was it nasty?
No, I left a voicemail because he didn't pick up, so.
Oh, there you go. Well, I could have called my dad, but he definitely wouldn't have answered. And had he answered, I probably would have freaked out.
Anyway, we have a grand total of six matches on a PLE. Six matches. Can you imagine?
Not a champion.
Saudi's getting their money worth.
Hey, wait a minute. What time is that for us then?
That's 11 a.m.
Eastern?
No, for you. For you, it's
2 p.m. Eastern.
No. What? No, it's 1 Eastern. 1 Eastern, 11 Mountain, 10 on the West Coast.
You see, okay, I'm, so technically I'm, I'm, 10 shocked. For me. I'm shocked and surprised because you actually told me Mountain Time, and you never do that. You make me do the calculations in my head. Every time I ask you something like that, I send you a text. Well, what time is it? Oh, 2 o'clock. Let me think. That's 11 a.m. for me, or 12 noon for me, or whatever. Whatever. I'm not here to do math. I do that enough as it is all during the week. Why don't we talk about Night of Champions?
Let's talk about Night of Champions. There's 6 big matches on the show, and there's the King and Queen of the Ring finals. We have 3 championship matches and a steel cage grudge match, and that's where we kick it off. It is Seth freaking Rollins and Braun Breaker inside a 15-foot-high steel cage. Thoughts?
I mean, we're seeing the natural progression of this feud. We had a singles match and
We've had a couple singles matches.
We've had a couple. I thought we only had the one really Braun in.
No, we had we had the one on the PLE, and then we had a one on Raw.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So that's 2. So this is the rubber match.
Yeah. So we've had the 2. Wait, who won on Raw? Was that Seth?
Seth won on Raw.
Okay.
Because Seth beat Braun and said, "I'm done with the Vision. I'm focusing on Roman." And then the next week they beat his ass in the King of the Ring his tournament match.
They cost him the King of the Ring match, and we got this. Yeah.
Yes.
Part of me thinks Braun needs this just because, like, you want to develop him. You want to show that he's, you know, one of the big guys. I mean, he's not the next big thing. We know who that is right now. And he's wrapped up with Brock until they finish that at SummerSlam. But you still want to make sure that you're developing Braun. The only problem is Seth is conceivably your next challenger, really, for Roman.
Is he, though? Is he? Because you have King of the Ring there, and it's Obafemi, and who knows what happens there. But is Seth the next challenger?
Seth is your good hand that you can put in against Roman as a stopgap, just because I don't think they're going to take the belt off of Roman right now. They just put it on him. Do I, you know, would I be disappointed if they moved from Roman to someone else with the belt? No, because I don't need a year-long/4-year-long title reign from Roman Reigns again. We had that, saw it, lived through it. Really sick of it by the end. But, I mean, you and I talked about a very interesting scenario that could happen that I would love to see play out for SummerSlam.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So, everyone has the foregone conclusion, and this ties into one of the other matches on this show, that Jey Uso's going to win the King of the Ring, and he'll get his shot to go for the title, because that's what Roman was talking about. You get Jey to get his title match, you know, etc. Rock and I were discussing last night, if you really want Obafemi to be the ruler, to be the next real big guy, you've got 2 nights at WrestleMania.
SummerSlam.
He could go both nights. One night going up against Brock Lesnar to retire him, and the second night to go and take on a champion for, you know, SummerSlam.
And because you do not need to do much to build to Brock Oba 3.
No, that's already been built. Each man has a win. If if this is the swan song for Brock Lesnar in Minneapolis, that's been written and talked about already by people. So we already had 1 semi-retirement from him. You could get away with not much build there and still set him up for, you know, putting a belt on him and giving him that run as a champion if you want to, whether it be Roman or whether he go after Cody. Either match would be good and would set Oba up very well moving forward.
And there's a lot of moving pieces. And the man goes, the ultimate matter would be if Brock tries to interfere, but Oba expects the counters and still wins King of Rings on both matches. However, I'm not sure I want Oba challenging Roman if he's only there to lose him.
He says he's going to lose to Roman.
He's going to say he's going to lose to Roman Reigns. And number 2, and this all ties it together, what is the linchpin between the Roman match with Obafemi and the Brock match with Obafemi at SummerSlam? Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman would have to make a deal with the Bloodline in hopes of taking down Obafemi.
Layers.
There are layers to that story that you could hit on.
This story is an absolute onion.
If they want to go that way.
I don't think they'll go that way, but I'd love it. I would absolutely love it if they did. And I think it would be a really cool story of Obafemi competing two nights.
In the history of two-night WrestleMania, who has ever competed on both nights?
This is SummerSlam. This is SummerSlam.
SummerSlam.
No one. This is the second two-night SummerSlam. There's been no.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. My first question still holds. In the history of WrestleMania, who has competed on two nights?
Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns,
The Rock,
Cody Rhodes. Well, not The Rock. The Rock only wrestled one night.
The precedent is there, is my point.
Yeah, and that's the idea behind it. It can be done. And as we mentioned, there's a lot there to just easy tell Brock, Oba 3. You don't need any setup for that. Going back, because we steered away, it's Rollins and Breaker is the match. So if Oba's not, then Rollins has got to be the guy to fight Roman at SummerSlam, because I don't think we're seeing Bron Breaker Roman Reigns at SummerSlam.
No, I don't think you get Battle of the Spears. And again, if you're trying to make Braun, I don't think you would want him going up against Roman, because Braun Roman, I feel like it's going to go to Roman. And if that's the case, that's at least two championship matches in a row that he's lost, that he competed in.
Not enough build-up for those two.
Yeah, Breaker needs some fire lit back under him. He's kind of cooled.
He's kind of there. And I hate to say this, part of it is you are technically a fill-in tag team champion because Logan Paul got hurt and, well, I mean, you're part of the Vision, so we'll just have you carry the belt. And it's wait, what?
Probably for another 15 hours. let's be real. Probably coming off on tomorrow night on Raw. One would assume. But yeah, Braun is just there right now. The feud with Rollins was hot, but it cooled because of the injury. And they really... But the injury really cooled off Bron Breakker. His return was good, but it's like he's overshadowed a lot. And I don't know how you fix that right now.
It makes me wonder what would have happened if Seth hadn't gotten hurt, what the storyline for the Vision was going to be. I mean, we know that it was going to be Braun eventually turned on him, and it all got sped up. But if it happened organically, the way that they wanted to, would it have been more fire under it?
He should have been the hot baby face with the turn, not the heel turning to make Rollins the face.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is hard because with the way the turn happened, of course, it was, well, the entire Vision turned on Seth Rollins at that point, not just Bron Breakker got out from under Seth's thumb and then made his run. And then, of course, the other part of that was, so Seth got hurt, Bron was there, Bron got hurt, and then the force known as Obafemi came along and you got what they wanted to do with Braun, but even better. And with that, as you said, Bron Breakker got lost in the fold, which is disappointing to say because, you know, Braun is a specimen, but at the same time, it's just like, I mean, that's what happens. It's next man up. That's how Lou Gehrig got in. That's how Tom Brady became the icon that he was. Drew Bledsoe got hurt. Brady stepped up. Bledsoe never looked back.
So let's book it out. Let's book SummerSlam for a second, right? Say in theory it's just one match for Oba, so it's Oba Brock. We then say Roman and Seth. Is it gonna really be Jay and Cody?
If Oba doesn't win King of the Ring, yes.
so Jay Cody.
Because I don't think you're gonna get Jay Roman.
No, you're not.
He would
Jay
have
Roman.
To get a world title match.
Right, he would have to get the world title match. But it's Jay Cody.
Yep.
Who is next for Bron Breakker then? If you put Seth in the Rumble against Roman, where does Punk go? Are you running Punk and Bron
Punk
back?
Breaker in a Punk Breaker so. In a rematch of Monday Night Raw?
I don't think so.
With the world title not on the line?
Because I think Punk's going to SmackDown, supposedly.
Netflix is letting Punk go to SmackDown?
Because they got Roman. I think it works
Which
out
would
better.
Then set up Cody and Punk for either Survivor Series or Build Up for Mania.
Or Build Up for Mania. Or Oba would be... Or, let's go back to it then. Oba wins King of the Ring, also fights Brock, so you get the two-night setup. Rollins fights who? at SummerSlam, because it's not going to be Roman then, because then you're putting Jay, because then Jay would probably face Jacob. You do Cody and Punk. Braun still has no, there's nobody for like LA Knight, Braun Breaker at SummerSlam. Is that your match?
Which would disappoint either set of fans, because either A, people want to see Braun win to try and get fire under him, and then all the LA Knight stands get really pissed off because, oh, look, they're burying him again. Or LA Knight wins and the call becomes Braun Breaker is not being pushed. They don't know what the hell they're doing with him. He needs to just go to AEW, blah, 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 blah.
But yeah, LA Knight's feuding. So what you're going to do? All right, so let's play with the man off of the man. So is it LA Knight Jey Uso at SummerSlam? Because that...
That does nothing for me.
Do anything for anybody.
That, you know what that match is? And no offense to either competitor, Jey Uso, LA Knight is match number two on the card. It's not good enough to be the opener because you want a really hot open. It's not going to be, you know, one of those kind of amp-up matches. It's going to be something that's just there. And that does nothing for either guy.
It's a tough pickle they're in right now, then.
To me, it highlights a little bit of, and we've talked about this before with certain things, this really feels like there is a gap in the lower upper card. Like, you have Roman. You have Seth. You want to put Braun up there, but it doesn't feel like he's there in the main event picture yet. Is that fair to say?
He was 7 months ago.
When they first created the vision, he was right there.
Because they spent six months.
Ready to kick that door open. But
he was ready to kick that kind of closed. The door closed because Oba Femi slammed it shut behind him. But they were putting Braun Breaker main event matches weekly on Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
They were making you look like he's a main eventer. Then he lost to Punk, then he got hurt.
And one of your other main eventers, you just talked about, hasn't been on TV for a few months, and now he's off to SmackDown, probably.
Which is the right move, because, let's be real, he's done all he can with the people currently on Raw.
You're not going to have him face off against Roman again, because the match was good at WrestleMania, but I don't think we're going to get top-tier matches out of them.
No, as much as good as it was a one and done for now.
It was, they got the time, they got the focus, that's what it was. I feel like they want to put Jacob Fatu about in that level of kind of that lower top mid card, or top card, but again, right now, he's kind of situated in the mid, being the heavy for Roman right now.
But he's...
When he breaks out...
Yeah. That'll be good. He's like, he's starting to sizzle. Like, they put him in two main event matches on the PLEs. He's sizzling, but he's not boiling over, ready to go.
Yeah. He's on a simmer right now. He's not fully boiling yet.
Yeah. He's getting there. But, like, when he turns, that will be a moment.
Mm-hmm. And no offense to Jey Uso and LA Knight, but they're not even at a simmer. They're in the pan, and you have yet to turn the burner on.
Jay's been fully cooked. He's yeeted his way out of the main event.
Jay had his run with the title, and that was it.
Which is good. Jay did what the great thing.
Jay did what they needed him to at that moment.
I also wouldn't say Jacob took Jay's spot. I think Jay completed his role and his run.
Jacob didn't take his spot. I think Jey Uso had a shelf life. In terms of the singles. And I think that creative saw it earlier than we did, hence why Jimmy was put with him and why the Usos are together. They picked that out.
They did. They knew. Jacob took Jay's spot, I mean, as their heir, his heir apparent to Roman. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a given. That will be a given, yeah.
Hell, Jacob took Solo's spot as the heir apparent.
But props to Solo. Solo did great. Solo is great at being an upper mid-carder who can run the main event match when you need him to run it on TV.
Solo, and we have to remember, he's only been in this for, what, 4 years now?
Something like that, yeah.
His brothers have been in for it for a longer time, much longer. But Solo's still relatively new, and, I mean, we talked about it before. The big talk was like, okay, there's Solo Sikoa right now, but in the wings, we hear Jacob Fatu's there, and he is, like, the real, real deal. And from what I read in terms of reports, it was that idea of, like, when Jacob makes it to the main roster, Solo's going to lose his spot. And lo and behold, it came to pass.
It did.
And I don't think it was anything specifically that Solo did. I think Solo was just trying to find his place, because in not talking, which is what he was when he first started, it's great if you're a big monster, but you can only go so far without promos and really kind of connecting with the audience. And then when Solo was trying to talk, he was trying to find a foothold. I think he's found it a little more, being, you know, a little bit goofy, a little bit schlocky, and it works for him. But as you said, I think that puts him more firmly in the mid card for right now.
And that's okay.
That's fine, because it fits a role that they need right now.
Yeah, he fits the role perfect.
And honestly, with him being where he is, it gives you a nice little thing to do with Royce Keyes. Because if you're looking for something to do with Royce Keyes, well, now you've got something.
I would try to get that on SummerSlam. Royce Keyes and Solo. I would try. I don't know if it makes it.
Beefy men slapping meat?
Yeah, I don't know if it makes it. It may make like the SmackDown leading in. But I would try to get that on SummerSlam. Because you have two nights. It would fit that second match on the show. But it would get powerhouse Keys on the show that you're trying to push.
It would get him a feature. It gives him a good opponent to work with that will give him a solid 7-10 minutes.
Yeah, and that's all you need. But if you're actively going to do something with the Keys, he needs to be on one of these PLEs, and right now he's not fitting in.
Yeah, you had him debut at the Rumble. You had him win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He really does need to be on one of the big shows to show that, like, you have faith in him.
Because he will play a role for one of the lower-end PLEs to be a top contender for a championship that you can run through and not have to worry about him losing long-term, because you could build him back up. But he would be a guy as a next challenger for somebody. For a month or two.
Well, also, if he does lose in that, it's his first shot at a title.
Yeah.
So, I don't think often people would be like, oh, he lost his one shot, that's it, he's never getting it again. It'll be like, I mean, Braun lost his spot to Punk, and we were talking about the fact of, like, the way you set that up was, Braun wasn't ready, mentally. Like, he had all the physical traits, Punk put one over on him mentally, he's gonna learn, and that's when he takes that step.
Exactly. That's sort of how that one rolls together. So piecing it all back together, we basically discussed two different scenarios for two different matches on the show. one being the steel cage match, which is Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker, and we kind of talked about King of the Ring because
Oba and Jay.
So Tim stepped away for half a second. I'll ask you, who's your winners in both of those matches, right?
What I really want to have happen.
Yes.
Setting up SummerSlam, the matches that I would want to see. I would want Oba to win the King of the Ring, because I really think he can do two matches. And also, if you really want to do it, night one, Oba, Brock, beat the high holy hell out of each other. Oba wins. He survives. He takes Brock out. Then he's going into the next match a bit roughed up. And if he's facing Roman, you have Roman as the tribal chief being like, I can take him. Like, he's already banged up. Which makes, if he beats Roman, even more quote-unquote impressive, because he's taken out the guy who held the belt for 4 years, and he did it working the night before. And he starts to kind of carry that forward. He doesn't have the undefeated streak still, but he doesn't need that. And he can still have a run with the title, because I've seen I've seen the stupid meme online of everyone like, you know, oh yeah, it took 7 F5s to do this, but, and they show the tornado DDT from Ricky Saints, and it's just like, that's NXT, that's different.
That was Oba Femi. This is Oba Femi.
This is the ruler.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've seen other things where people who are represented in one brand or way doesn't mean that's how they're always going to be portrayed. But honestly, I would say I want Seth to win the steel cage, only because if Braun won the steel cage, you really have to do something with him afterwards. And I don't see what that picture is right now.
That's why I was trying to have us book it. There's no clear thing for him.
Seth, you can easily put in a title picture because it's Seth Rollins, multi-time world champion. Him and Roman have history. You can do a match between them, especially Seth as a face and Roman as a tweener.
Two baby faces still works. It's like Punk Roman. Right, it works.
But I mean, it's also the thing of like, is Roman really a face now with Jacob and having him beat up Eric Andre and stuff like that?
With the crowd? Yes. Booking-wise, well, yeah. who knows? But again, they don't need to be defined. Rollins and Roman together don't need to be defined because history just tells the story.
Right. The thing is if Rollins wins the cage match and Oba Finn wins the King of the Ring, that's two people going after Roman in theory because, well, no, because Cody's still open. I don't have anyone to fight Cody.
CM Punk.
Oh yeah, Punk. Punk. You're right. Which would be a really big match for SummerSlam, so.
Right, and if Oba wins King of the Ring, Oba's still just going to fight for the title.
So,
enough.
Do you start off SummerSlam with Oba, Brock retirement?
Yeah, that's night one, Roman's night two. I took his career, now I take your title.
Right, but I'm just thinking, Brock, Oba, opening the show, Brock retiring, that's WrestleMania all over again, legitimately.
It is. So you're going...
I'm going to go Rollins and Femi for those two matches.
Rollins and Femi. I think Tim is back because I heard some echoing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Since we covered both, give me winners for the steel cage match, Bron Breakker and Seth Rollins, and who's your King of the Ring, Oba Femi or Jey Uso?
Steel cage match, for me, that's a difficult call. Bron needs to start climbing that ladder again. How much is it going to hurt him to lose that steel cage match?
That's what we've been talking about. It's,
yeah,
have him win. He wins. Where do you go? What's your crystal ball? I don't see anything impactful at the moment.
That's like that is like the impossible call. Is simply because we have no read at the moment, unlike other times where we've had a read on potential follow-up. And one of the biggest issues with trying to call this one is the fact that it is the rubber match, essentially. But reluctantly, without being able to see the future here in this particular instance, going out on a limb, Braun needs to start climbing back up that ladder again. And this is the perfect way to do it, is by winning the steel cage match. Even though we can't see what's next, but we're not booking WWE, and we don't know what they might have up their sleeves collectively. I'm going out on the line, and saying Braun wins the steel cage match.
And the man's, that's a good Monday Night Raw main event. Breakker and Javon. Anyway, and the other one is the King of the Ring, Jey Uso. Uso, Oba Femi.
What are the chances Oba Femi gets screwed over by Brock showing up?
Everyone sees it coming.
Everyone sees it coming.
Including Oba Femi. He knows it's coming.
The problem is, and you guys have beat this until it's a dead horse, Jay has shot his shot. So how could it make sense for him to win, right? It doesn't make sense for him to win.
Unless it does, and I'll play this up. Okay, Jay beats Oba Femi. Maybe it's not Brock Lesnar, but it's Jacob that helps Jay win. Jay goes to fight Cody. Cody is your main SummerSlam Night 1 main event. And say Jacob decides, You know what? Screw the bloodline. Screw Jey Uso. Cost him the title there at that event. That's the only way you book Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes in a main event match at SummerSlam. There's no other logical way to do it. And I don't like that idea. But that's the logic I can put together.
Yeah, but it still has plausibility and fan appeal for the masses.
It does.
It does. Personally, we might not like it just because of who we are.
Right.
But we're the minority, like it or not.
We are, but that's how I would book it out.
I mean, doing it that way creates the avenues of escape you're looking for, kind of. And I, you know, a good part of who I am sees how that is quite the plausible outcome.
As you decide who wins, I want to answer Lament's question in chat.
Okay.
A really curious thing would be if Jey wins, would the crowd turn against him because he beat Oba? On that night? You really don't know what the crowd will do because it's not you're going to be your typical crowd. Long term, they're still going to yeet.
They'll yeet for the entrance. Once the music ends, who knows?
But I'm saying I don't think the main crowd will turn on him because he beat Oba. I don't think you're going to get that reaction. You would have years ago. Now, the crowds that go to WWE, especially in the States, they're there for a good time. They're there to yeet. They're there to put their ones up in the air and sing Cody's song.
They're not the same fan from the 90s.
Or the mid-2000s or the late 2010s.
That is absolutely true, too. I'm giving it to Jey.
All right, you're going Breaker and Jey Uso. We have a couple of United States Championship matches on this show. One for the men is Trick Williams versus Ricky Saints. Brent, I'm glad this match gets on the show. It goes back to what we talked about, Royce Keyes getting Ricky on a PLE. Good move.
Well, Ricky and Trick together.
Yeah.
Which is nice because, as we were talking about, sometimes you've got to look and be like, all right, what is our top tier? What is the next tier? And this is one of those matches to help build to get people to start moving up the card. Trick was brought over early to get him, you know, situated on Raw because he was getting reactions in TNA and NXT. He got the US title. And now you've got Ricky Saints, who, you know, you can see people are intrigued by him. He's got a lot of charisma to be able to draw fans into him. Now he needs to start translating that into main event eyes in order to situate himself on the card and start to move up. Or else, he's going to run into the problem that he did in AEW, which is languishing and not having anything really to do.
Mm-hmm.
But being on a PLE, getting yourself to try and make your spot for one of the big four pay-per-view, you know, PLEs of the year, because, you know, after this, you're running into that big show, and just like Mania, for the summer, you really want to be on SummerSlam. So this is both of their chances to show they belong on the big shows.
Now, when it boils down to it, who walks out champion on this night?
I still have it on Trick. I think you can, if you want to, you either run a three-way at SummerSlam with those two and a Carmelo to really feature the Young Guns, or your big match is, of course, Melo Trick, because they have the history. For now, I would say I would keep the belt on Trick. But Ricky, you could put a mid-card title on him at any point, and he'd be fine.
Yeah, as a heel, he can rebound from a loss, but he's going to have to start getting on a winning streak at some point. What about you, Tim? What do you think of this one?
Boiling it down, yeah, I'm keeping the title on Trick at this point.
Okay.
Simply because for me right now, it doesn't make sense to take it off him, even though, you know, it's not a bad thought at all to have Ricky win it, right? So,
and the other United States Championship is for the women. It is Tiffany Stratton versus Jade Cargill renewing their feud from last year.
This is Tiffany's opportunity to make it to Minneapolis. She's talked about it on her Twitch stream and other places. She wants to compete at home. And I think if Jade beats her here, it's going to knock her off the card. Because I don't think Tiffany without a belt really makes SummerSlam, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Jade has a path at SummerSlam herself.
She does.
It is And it is a woo in the way. So with that being said, I think Tiffy time continues here with the U.S. title. Ultimately, who knows, maybe the person to take it off of her is her new friend who's just trying to angle in to get a shot. But to me, Jade Charlotte doesn't need anything with it. It's just two big, beefy women slapping meat.
Don't say that.
That's all it needs is just those two ladies kicking the hell out of each other. They don't need the U.S. title there. And honestly, I think the U.S. title kind of mucks up the picture with Charlotte and Alexa being a tag team. If Charlotte's walking around with the U.S. title, then Alexa's just chilling there. Whereas if those two are still a tag team, they can go and compete for the women's tag belts at any opportunity because it's Charlotte and Alexa.
Charlotte versus Jade doesn't need a stip, and the title is a stip in this situation.
So do we see the queen interfering?
The only way I see Charlotte interfering in this match is if the baddies get involved and she just kind of clears them out.
If she comes up and doesn't do anything, just watches, and that's enough to throw Jade off?
I mean, Jade and the baddies did cost her on SmackDown, so it would be revenge.
It would be revenge, but I don't know. I feel like if Charlotte interferes, then the next thing that happens, or the biggest thing, is like Tiffany going, I didn't need your help. Or like, I could have won this. I didn't need you to do this in order to get the win.
But if you're
Tiffy,
go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say, doesn't Tiffy kind of sort of, isn't it her turn to have a successful title defense against Jade?
I mean, she had a couple last year.
She had
year.
One before.
Yeah.
She had four. Yeah. But a back and forth type thing.
My only argument towards you, Brent, was, okay, so if you're booking Jade and Charlotte, Jade has to look strong. Her losing clean to Tiffy kind of devalues that one and takes a little spark off the match.
Well, I think Jade can still look strong. Like I said, you have the baddies come in and try to work over Tiffany. Charlotte comes out and is just like, I'm not letting that happen. And then Jade and Charlotte becomes, you've stuck your nose in my business for too long. Now it's just it's just us, and I'm going to take you out.
Right.
And that works.
Jade can still look strong without Charlotte having direct contact with Jade. She can just take out the others.
They're still interfering. Yeah, they're still interfering. That was more the point. Yeah,
they're interfering, but I'm just saying, my thing is, I wouldn't have Charlotte directly involved with Jade.
All she has to do is serve as the distraction without doing anything. And that actually, I think, would be a bigger buildup towards the match between the two of them.
Okay, so you're both going Tiffy?
Tiffy time.
Yeah, it's going to be Tiffy time.
All right, Queen of the Ring, who's going to SummerSlam? Io Sky or Liv Morgan, who will probably be on SummerSlam defending her title, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
But does Liv win Queen of the Ring?
No. I'm coming out right now. No, she's already won it. She doesn't need it. I'm sorry. Liv stands. You can get all pissed off if you want to. She doesn't need to win everything. If Io beats her here, that adds intrigue to, okay, Io picks Liv then of, hey, I just beat you. Now you're putting that up. Yeah. And Liv would have in her head, I just lost. And now I have to defend this. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Self-doubt. Yada, yada, yada. There's your setup, storyline. It writes itself.
The one wrinkle to all of this.
Get your irons.
Is a certain Eradicator status. And how long she is possibly out for. Because you could have had something along the lines of, everyone talked about Brock interfering with Obafemi. The other question is that Liv was kind of derailed due to another injury. And people have been saying, Clash in Italy, someone was due back. And now we've got Night of Champions. someone could be due back. And if you don't do a Brock interference with Oba, do you get an interference with Liv to set up who she may face at SummerSlam, who we've all seen before? This time, with two people, hopefully, at 100%.
Or wouldn't Io versus Rhea be a great match at SummerSlam?
That's another option.
Friend versus friend, no holds barred.
Well, and we've seen them put together banger after banger after banger after banger.
And as LeMans brings up, the one thing Rhea hasn't done yet
is beat Io.
So she may persuade her friend to challenge her so they can get on the show together and see who the better woman is.
I was going to say, you might have Rhea challenge Io and be like, we can do this. Because I need to prove I can actually do it when the light, when the spotlight is shining.
Help,
and you know, Io will step up to it. Io will be involved with, she'll be all in on it because it's a title match. It's her friend. Sure. But it adds that extra wrinkle of Rhea is sitting there going, I have to win this. I need to prove I can win. So... plus, Liv wins here. Liv has never won Queen of the Ring. She won the
Crown Jewel. Crown Jewel thing. She's never won Queen of the Ring.
But if she wins Queen of the Ring, in theory, the only match she could have is Rhea Ripley, which would put both belts into one match.
It would.
And at that point, the question is that winner take all? Is only Rhea's belt on the line because technically... that is the world championship match. It just so happens that Liv is the champion on the other brand.
It would probably be just for one championship.
And no offense, Liv holding both belts does absolutely sweet fuck all for me. Because her holding one belt does sweet absolute fuck all for me.
We know, you're a Liv hater. We know. Confirmed.
It's not that I'm a hater.
You are a hater, Brent. Own it.
Liv as a champion is one note.
Own it.
It is, she gets interference to help her win, and she, like, the two moves that she hits in her matches are the Oblivion. And the Oblivion.
It's unbelievable how many people on X hate you, Brent.
That's fine. The Liv stans can hate me. I don't give a shit. The only reason they like her is because she's a cute little blonde girl.
Brent, own being the hater. Don't try to defend yourself for not being a hater. You're a hater.
Yeah. I prefer brunettes myself.
Anyway.
That being said, Io Sky.
That's all I was going to say about Liv Morgan.
So Liv Morgan's your pick for Queen of the Ring?
No, I want Io Sky to kick her ass. I told you, I prefer brunettes.
That all right,
been your first.
Then your main event, most likely, maybe, who knows, is the Undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes, Gunther, and Sami Zayn.
So, Rock, do I throw out the chaos theory?
Do the chaos theory, because it could change all the things we just booked.
So, we talked about King of the Ring Final, Jey Uso versus Obafemi. Rock and I had a conversation last night as part of the whole Obafemi having two matches. And we threw out this wish list idea that I will dub the chaos theory, which is the following. What if Jey Uso wins the King of the Ring final? And in the main event in Saudi Arabia, Sami Zayn wins your undisputed WWE championship.
Would be the perfect place.
Which would be the perfect place. You would get the fans going absolutely apeshit for Sami Zayn holding the world title. You would also then set up a SummerSlam match that has plenty of history behind it of Jey Uso versus Sami Zayn. And more importantly, you also get the fact that Sami Zayn will finally be able to call himself a world champion. Even if it's 4 to 3 months, he could still be considered world champion.
He could.
I kind of want to see it. Because also, it would add unpredictability. It would give Saudi that kind of special feel that they want. And it would make you have to tune in to some of these PLEs because you don't know what's going to happen. Plus, I really don't need to see Gunther as world champion again, at least right now.
So you're just going to flat out go Sami Zayn?
I'm going to be absolutely wrong, but fuck it. I'm picking Sami Zayn to win because I want chaos. I want something that will make people go, holy shit, did you see that? It was the same thing with the Brock Lesnar retirement at WrestleMania. Everything else that happened on the show kind of took a back seat because we all were just flabbergasted at, like, did we really just see Brock retire at WrestleMania unannounced? Did that really? Holy shit. It lasted about a month, but.
I want to challenge the man for a second. How have they wasted Gunther since beating Cena? Please explain, because what would you have done differently? Would you have put him in a world title match? Because the moment he beat Cena, we talked about it. What would you have done with Gunther?
And him winning the world title, okay, we saw that before. If he holds the belt for 2-3 months and then drops it again, did that really do anything? Because otherwise, okay, cool, you're going to have him hold the belt for 8 months a year, which is one of the big problems that we've had with things like Cody as world champion and Roman as champion for 4 years. It's just, okay, they hold the belt and there's no end to it.
Because Gunther beat Cena. Gunther retired AJ. Gunther beat Rollins at WrestleMania. The only person Gunther can't beat in WWE is Cody Rhodes. And both times there's been an out. So wasted is a harsh term, because he's in featured matches and programs. I wouldn't say they wasted Gunther. That's just me. I know the internet likes to throw the term out, they're wasting it. But when a guy has had a 666-day reign as a champion, it's hard to really, and a couple long-time reigns, I should say. What else? Everything else will seem like not as good at comparing it to what he's already done. So it was already a given. It's not wasted. Gunther is being Gunther.
Well, and along that same line, like, the internet loves to throw out the term buried when they don't know what buried really means. Just because someone loses a match doesn't mean they're buried, but they will claim that.
No, you take...
All right, we lost him for a second. Maybe he'll figure out where he was going with that point. But yeah, so I understand you would feel wasted with Gunther, but it's like, we talked about it. It's like, what would you have done? Because he's done everything.
I think one of the other things is like, okay, remember the big thing that you had set up for Gunther for SummerSlam in most people's minds was retiring Brock, because he retired AJ, Cena, Goldberg, and Brock was next on the list. Well now we look now at this.
Tim, you're echoing hard.
Yeah. Now we're getting the idea that, okay, it's Oba versus Brock. Which the question became, okay, what's going to happen with Gunther? Well, Gunther got into the world title picture. But I don't think we were going, Gunther's going to be the world champion over Cody.
Okay, so he's clarified, and I would change the word wasted, because they have not wasted anything. You talk about him looking foolish. That's different than wasting his opportunity. It's not even that. They booked him horribly, in my opinion. He is supposed to be the ring general and outsmart and dominate people in the ring. He looked like a guy trying to escape matches like he did with AJ the first time. And this past Friday when he argued with Sammy, someone he picked as a reference to trying to see sue distrust between him and Cody. Not to mention he did the leg under the rope thing and when it didn't work the first time. Again, that's a better point. It's not, they haven't wasted anything. They're booking him, his character, differently. That's two different arguments. And I agree with you, they have changed the way he's booked, but if you think about it, going back, he's always, as much as he was a ring general, he's always been the guy to kind of, you know,
Take a shot.
Argue like, you know, that this and this happened and this, like, he's always kind of been a little cheesy in terms of like, yeah, he's not outsmarted, but something happened and he would complain. It's always been part of the character, but it's being more exploited now. So that's kind of where that is. So wasted? No. Booked differently? Yes. Let's try Tim again. Maybe. Apparently his stuff has died. Okay. So the mic's dead, but headphones are good. Good to know. All right. So his stuff is dying. Let's finish this up. Who wins the title? Who wins on Saturday, Brent?
Like I said, I know I'm going to be wrong, but part of me wants to do this just because it gives you some fun things after. My head fully says Cody's going to win, and you get either Jey Uso or CM Punk at SummerSlam, because those are either a big storyline you've been working on with Roman, Jey, trying to get, you know, the full amassing of the world titles under the bloodline. And not just, you know, the spotlight only on Roman, but he's kind of like, no, we're going to enrich the family, so you winning the belt helps the entire family. So my head says Cody. My heart and what I'm going to pick, even though I know it's wrong, is I want Sami Zayn to win in Saudi Arabia, if only to even hold the belt for just a little bit.
What's Sami's like name now? Like the last real something?
The last real good guy.
The last real good guy. So say Sami Zayn. By the way, Tim picked Cody. Thanks to Sami. What if the last real good guy wins the title, right?
Tim just mute because.
Yeah, we're getting echoes.
As the real good guy, right? Right. Mm-hmm. Stand up thing would be you beat a guy, give him a rematch, and have Cody beat Sami back on a SmackDown because he's the real good guy, right? He would give his friend a championship rematch, right?
In theory,
you would have Cody goad him into, you know, standing up for his beliefs. Be the last real good guy, especially if Sami cheated and snuck out with the title. It would work. It would give you the win with Sami winning in Saudi, makes unpredictability, and still keeps you on track for SummerSlam for whatever you want to do.
And if Sami loses the world title after having it, it pushes him even further.
Right, because he was goaded into it. It gives him something.
It gives him even more kind of ammunition with the fans of like, if they cheer that they want Cody to get a rematch, then it's kind of like, you all put me in this position.
Yeah.
I was doing this, you know, because you wanted it, and look what happened. I was being the good guy, and it cost me.
It just writes itself, doesn't it? It really does.
He doesn't really need to do the conspiracy theorist thing, because he already did that one.
Nope. He's just standing. He stood up for what he believed in. He showed his true self, and see where it got him.
Mm-hmm.
No conspiracies, no nothing. But it would help your thought of him winning. I don't know if I would like Sami to lose the title after winning it, so he's like, kind of dilutes the moment. That's what happens to heels. They lose when you don't want them to.
Not just that. We've talked about it multiple times. Some people, it's about the chase. Kofi Kingston was about the, you know, Kofi Mania was fantastic at WrestleMania, and then Kofi as world champion did nothing for a lot of people. Now, him losing to Brock in 11 seconds, not the greatest, but Kofi still has, next to his name, former world champion. Even if it was for a brief moment, former world champion.
So
the same thing could be said for Sami Zayn.
So the question I ask, so when Mick Foley won his world title and put butts in seats, how long did he hold the title?
Wasn't it like 3 weeks?
It was 3 weeks. Then lost it, won it back.
Yeah, lost it again. Won it back at halftime heat, which was here in town, and then lost it at Royal Rumble to the chair shots.
And then had one more shot at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. How would you know if Sami would be a good champion or not if you have him lose so soon? Tim, just mute, please. It's so much. How did you know if he would be a good champion? You know who Sami is. Sammy's not the guy you're booking the show around for champion. It's just at this stage, you know what Sami is. Well, everyone has a track record of it.
Here's the other thing, and I'll use this as an example. Sami beat Gunther for the IC title at WrestleMania, right?
He did.
Fantastic moment. And then we saw Sami with the IC title.
Good matches,
but it's never going to top the moment of beating Gunther at that time. I think Sami as world champion here is the same kind of thing. I think Sami holding the belt, cool. World champion. He can have a couple of matches. Fantastic. I don't think he's a 6 to 9, 6, 8, 9 month reign kind of person. And also, again, I don't know if I really want to see long ass runs. there's nothing wrong with having the belt flip a little.
Also, how people become 16-time or the never seen 17, they win
the
title.
They have to lose the belt 16 times.
They have to lose the belt multiple times. And there's no one who says that after SummerSlam, couldn't put Sammy back in the title picture and have him win it back.
Also, I will ask this. What did people have problems with Drew winning the world title before WrestleMania?
That's a loaded question. Because you look at the fan base, yes and no. Because
right.
Some people didn't have a problem, but there was a good majority, when you look back at it, had a problem. Because it still went back to Cody. But again, those people don't see the bigger picture.
You got Cody versus Randy at WrestleMania, which is what that was trying to get you, but yeah.
Anyway, that's Night of Champions, which takes place this Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Check your local time and availability in your area for when it airs live. That is also our show for a Sunday night. As a reminder, there is no post-show, but the post-show returns 1 week from tomorrow. Not at its usual time, but we'll be live a week from tomorrow for the Raw post-show. But The Rack is live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, as The Rack turns 14 this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, it's another edition of CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Sunday to talk Night of Champions right here on WTR Sunday night. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. It's at Flames for Tim, because he likes to tweet. What if they do a triple threat match between Cody, Jay, and Sammy? That's a great B-show main event somewhere. Not SummerSlam. Brant? Socials.
Oh, you can find me on a variety of social media at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. That would be X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads.
You said that.
Yeah, you can find. What?
You said that.
Instagram, Blue Sky, X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky. There we go. Those are the four. you can also find me on Saturday nights on CB Radio doing the Intern's Corner. And last night, we kept a 6-year tradition moving with dad jokes in honor of Father's Day.
Jenny, if you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch, because it's not Prime Gamers, not Twitch Prime, just Prime, click the purple button below the screen. Use credit code ROCKETSOCK at the Fortnite item shop for hashtag Epic Partner. We'll see you next Sunday for another edition. WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.